It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Daytro, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytro. I compared labels. Daytro has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytro can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytro, new from Bristol-Myers.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
All right, Evie. Goodbye, dear. Evie's coming over. She's had a fight with Fred.
Then stay out of it.
Oh, she's my friend and neighbor now.
She'll be your enemy, and one of us will probably have to move.
Or she needs somebody to talk to.
She needs somebody to agree with her that Fred's all wrong and that she's completely in the right, whatever the argument is about.
Does it hurt me to agree with her and calm her down?
Believe me, when your married friends quarrel, don't take any side. Just stay out of it entirely. I mean it now.
She's my friend. I'm certainly going to take Evie's side. You can take Fred's side if you want to. But
I'm not taking Fred's side. I'm not taking any side. I'm going to stay out of this whole thing completely. And if you take my advice, you'll just listen and say nothing.
Well, I don't think that's very much comfort. If I'm upset and crying, I don't want somebody sitting there dispassionately just nodding and saying, oh, yes, I see,
Listen, if
I want somebody to say, oh, you poor thing. Of course, no wonder you're upset. You know that sort of thing. Times like that, a woman wants sympathy, not just an audience.
Hey, there she comes, sobbing across the front yard.
Poor
I'm going to sneak out the back door. I've got some yard work to do anyway before it gets dark.
Stay right here. She said, please, please, dear, she wants to talk to both of us.
I don't like getting involved in... Well, if she and Fred have had a fight, that's their business.
Come on in, Evie. Come on in, dear. Come on, we're right here.
I'm so mad at Fred. Oh. You just don't know.
Oh, put your arms around her, dear. Well, she went to you. Put your arms around her.
Evie, it can't be all that bad,
Let her cry, dear. Let her cry. That's the best thing.
I don't want to cry. I don't want to shed one single tear over that lazy, good-for-nothing, pig-headed, bossy.
Now, Fred is not lazy or good-for-nothing, Evie.
Well, Fred's certainly bossy. I agree with her on that. He's the most dominating, self-righteous. Evie's very right about that, dear.
Fred is cruel.
Cruel? Yes. Well, now, Evie, I don't think really
Come
he's cruel.
On, Evie. When we were away and you looked after our dog and Alex got sick, you said Fred sat up all night with him.
Because he's nicer to dogs than he is to me, because he likes dogs better than he likes me.
Oh, Fred loves you, Evie. Now we all know. He adores you.
Well, I hate him. Oh. Well, you just don't know what Fred is really like.
What did he do, Evie? What is all this about? Was it about money?
No. He took the end piece of the roast beef.
You're kidding.
No.
He took the end piece? The outside slice?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I don't blame you for being... I don't blame Evie for being mad.
Wait a minute. Now, come on, Evie. This whole thing isn't over something as trivial, as ridiculous as a piece of roast beef, is it?
It's not trivial, and it's not ridiculous. Fred did it deliberately.
Oh, come on, Evie. That's childish.
Well, it is childish, Fred, I would say.
I would, too. I don't think you understand, dear. Fred hates the outside slice. It's too well done. He likes rare, practically raw roast beef.
He likes his steaks rare, and he likes his hamburgers just raw.
Dear, don't you know when we have cookouts, Fred is always saying, just wave mine at the fire.
Yeah, okay. I know that.
Evie doesn't like things raw or rare. She likes them well done.
Oh, I don't like them too well done. Medium well.
Medium well. I know. But don't you see what Fred did, honey? He deliberately took the outside slice, knowing that Evie always... Wait a minute, Evie.
Hmm?
Why did he do it?
Well, just to be mean. That's what I'm telling you.
Nonsense.
Well,
Fred may have his faults, but he's certainly not downright mean.
What exactly did Fred do, Evie?
Well, he was carving the roast and serving.
Yeah.
And I was going back and forth from the kitchen with the last-minute things,
uh-huh.
And I came in and sat down, and he had the outside slice on his plate.
And you said...
I said, Fred, isn't that the outside cut? And he said, yes. He said, I think I'll have it for a change tonight.
And what did you say? Oh, I can just hear him saying that, too.
Now, Evie, I know Fred well enough to know that if he did anything as childish as that, then you, Evie, must have done something to provoke him.
That's a nice thing to say to her. Why should it be her fault?
I'll tell you why. Statistics have proved that when there's a family argument over dumb, silly things like this, it's almost always the woman who starts it, the woman who provokes it.
Is that so? And what statistics were those, pray tell?
Okay. Now, here comes Fred across the yard now, so we'll just find out what started all this.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Is my wife here?
Yes, Fred, Evie's here. Come on in.
Evie, come on home.
I'm not speaking to you.
Come on, listen, you two. This whole thing is absurd.
Frankly, if you don't mind my saying so, this whole thing is none of your business.
Well, frankly, since you put it that way, I don't think it's any of our business either, but your wife came over here and made it our business.
And frankly, Fred, I agree with Evie that it was mean of you and childish of you to take the outside cut of the roast beef. When you don't like it anyway, you know perfectly well that she
does. Look, I told you to stay out of it.
Stay out of it. We're in it. Evie's my friend, and I certainly
Okay. Fred's my friend. And if you're going to take her side, then I guess it's only fair that Fred has a friend at court.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Why don't I make some coffee? Let's forget all this and play some bridge, huh? Life's so short, anyhow. Come on.
Well, Fred's life is going to be shortened if he does it again.
Oh, now hold on.
Oh, I don't mind, Fred. If you wanted the outside slice. Well, I'd certainly never be selfish about it, but it was the way you just took it. Giving me that little triumphant smile, as though I'd done something you were punishing me for.
Oh,
and I'd done nothing, absolutely nothing, to warrant such treatment.
Oh, no? Who finished my jigsaw puzzle?
Oh, no. Oh, come on, Fred. Surely something as silly as
well,
that.
What did I tell you? I said that if Fred had acted that childish about something, that Evie must have provoked him in some way.
Oh, really?
Fred. Is that what you were mad at?
You're darn right.
Oh.
You've done this our whole married life.
Oh.
You know I like jigsaw puzzle. They relax my mind. I bring them home, dump them out on the card table in the den, and you know what she does?
Yeah, sure I do. Mine does the same thing.
Oh.
You're stuck looking for just one piece for half an hour, and she sails in back of you, leans over your shoulder, picks just the one you've been looking for, and sets it in and says, oh, I think that goes there, dear.
Oh, honey,
yeah,
I do that, not.
That's right. Right. But that's not the worst. I come home at night and find she's been working on it all day and it's half done.
Oh, Fred, I don't work at it all day. If I happen to see a piece, I just put it in as I go past.
There. You see what I mean, pal?
Yeah, I sure do.
Oh, you men are just jealous. Statistics have proved that women are better at doing jigsaw puzzles.
What statistics are those?
The same ones as yours. The ones that said women start all the dumb, stupid, small family quarrels, honey.
Fred, sweetie pie, why didn't you ever tell me that annoyed you? Honey bunch, why didn't you tell your little Evie?
Well, I don't know, Mousykins. Aww. Look, let's go back home, huh? I saved the outside slice of beef for you. It's in the warming room.
Well, we'll see you later. Oh, wasn't he cute, saving me the roast beef.
Adorable. Mm. See you later, Evie.
And I was so mean to my
Well, I was
honestly
pretty mean
to my
such
a to-do over nothing. Really, Fred acts like a six-year-old in kindergarten squabbling over some blocks. He is really very childish, I think.
And Evie isn't? Hysterical because she didn't get the cut of meat she wanted?
I guess they both are. Yeah. Very thin-skinned, as they say. Emotionally immature is, I believe, the correct expression, despite their four children.
Well, at least we managed to remain fairly objective tonight and not get dragged into it.
Oh, I'm glad we don't scream at each other and then talk baby talk the next minute. Oh, I hate that, don't you? Babykins, mousykins.
Oh,
really,
me too.
I just hate that.
Especially
stuff.
In front of people.
I know.
Hey, listen, it's early. Why don't we drive out to the lake and have a dip and cool off?
Yeah, it's a great idea. Fine. You know, it's too bad Fred and Evie can't be like us. I mean, our whole married life, I think we've done very well. I mean, if something bothers either one of us, we've always been open about it, discussed it calmly and intelligently. I just can't imagine you. I really can't. I can't imagine you acting the way Fred did tonight over a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, no?
No, I really can't.
Well, listen, I think Fred had a point. You do the same thing to me.
If the jigsaw puzzle's set up in the family room, isn't it a family jigsaw puzzle?
No, not necessarily. Not the one I got for Christmas.
Christmas? You're going all the way back to last Christmas?
Well, why not? If you get something for Christmas, isn't it yours? And the jigsaw puzzle was given to me.
Oh, it wasn't. I bought that puzzle for us all to have fun with.
Well, it was wrapped up for me and put on the tree.
By whom?
The dog. The card said, to Daddy from Alex.
All right, it was your jigsaw puzzle. Well, I'll never be guilty of doing one of your jigsaw puzzles again, honey.
Well, okay. Now that I've complained about it, I don't really care.
No.
Truth is, you always do find the pieces I can't find.
No, come on, let's get our swimsuits and get out the lake.
Okay. Hey, what did the cat give me for Christmas?
The cat? Oh, I don't know, dear. It's so long ago. And in another 4 months, I'm going to have to worry about what the cat's going to give you this Christmas. Well, I'll get our swimsuits. Lock the front down now. We go out the back way.
Four months till Christmas. Oh, boy, where does the time go?
Little Things in Life with Peg Lynch and Bob Dryden was written by Peg Lynch and directed by Warren Somerville and has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading antiperspirant. I'm Charles Woods. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.